It is the radio segment that the Wall Street Journal calls hot and ready.
Oh.
Laser Stories, the segment where you read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Ontario, Canada. The police got a call the other afternoon from a local nursing home. Apparently, a 79-year-old woman and an 86-year-old woman got into a fight over bingo.
There is some passion behind bingo for those ladies.
According to the report, the fight started because one of the women took the other lady's regular seat. Then, once it got physical, even more senior citizens joined in on the fight. Walkers were thrown, a record player was broken. Still have a record player there. It is a nursing home.
Of course.
And one woman told the officer that somebody in the melee stole her snack.
Oh, no!
You guys, I went to, like, a real bingo, like, game.
Like a hall?
Yeah, a real bingo hall, thinking it'd be, like, a funny joke. Dude.
Serious.
They get angry,
scary. It is scary. Like, you are going to get beaten if you talk.
Because the dozen or so people involved were fairly old, the fight didn't last too long.
They get winded quick. Tired.
Trust me, I fought a lot of old people.
Yeah.
They can't go the distance. In fact, cops... Didn't have to do much to break it up. One of them just commandeered the bingo microphone and yelled, "Stop hitting each other!"
And everyone's like, oh, they're like, yeah, good.
I don't have the energy to hit anybody anymore anyway. Fortunately, nobody was seriously hurt, and the police wound up not filing charges. But that didn't stop one of the local papers from reporting on it. And their headline read, "Old-fashioned bingo brawl."
I'm imagining old people, like, throwing punches in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Right.
Afterwards, a police spokesperson was quoted as saying, "If you've ever played bingo with old folks, then you know that they don't mess around.
No.
So frankly, I'm surprised that stuff like this doesn't happen more often."
Me too. Don't go. That's my advice.
Next laser story is out of Waterville, Maine. Last week, a 37-year-old guy named Jason McEnrod, nice last name, robbed a bank at gunpoint. And after he did that, he just ran away.
Probably a good decision but if you rob a bank.
As he ran through the parking lot of a Chinese restaurant across the street, he slipped on some ice, which made his gun fall out of his pocket, and a bunch of the cash he stole flew into the air.
Oh,
like a cartoon.
It looks like a cartoon, probably, So he probably would have gotten away because nobody from the bank was chasing him. He was just extremely unlucky that he dropped his gun and the cash a few feet away from a police officer who randomly happened to be parked there at the time.
What?
Right in front of a cop, just all his stolen stuff comes out. All the cop had to do was open his door, look down at Jason lying on the ground, and say, "You're under arrest."
Yeah.
It was that easy.
Just stay where you're.
Yeah. And then the cop's like slipping on the ice, and it was a hilarious event, really. He was then handcuffed and then hauled off to jail.
Good.
This next laser story is out of Santa Ana, California. Last weekend, 20-year-old Ruben Diego Ortega broke into a house and stole a few cell phones and a PlayStation.
Mm.
And all that must have really tired him out because...
Mm.
That's him yawning.
I'm sleepy.
He went upstairs in the master bedroom and he decided to jump into bed with the couple who owns the house.
Oh my God!
He then curled up at their feet like a dog and just went to sleep. Around 8 o'clock in the morning, the man woke up and felt something touching his leg.
And he looked
down and he saw Ruben and then freaked out, obviously.
They didn't wake up and figure out he was there until the morning? Like, they all just cuddled together all night.
I guess so.
Oh, cute.
He began yelling and screaming and then chased him out the front door and called the cops. Not surprisingly, Ruben was just seen a block away from the house when a patrol car drove by. He wasn't hiding or anything. Apparently, he was waiting for the bus while holding all the stolen goods. And he was arrested for theft.
He probably thought they were good, you know? They just spent a real close night together.
The most cuddly crime ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Asia. Do you ever finish a bag of chips or a can of Pringles and then dump the crumbs out right into your mouth?
Yes.
Of course you do. That's what most people do.
Yeah.
But would you buy a bag full of chips like that? Well, one Japanese company has heard your cries for help, and now they're selling a new product called One Hand Chips. The chips come pre-crushed, so you essentially drink them straight out of the bag, and that way you don't get your hands all greasy.
That's genius!
No, because you're just eating crumbs. That's not the same as eating a chip. It just crumbs.
Getting the same texture. It's going to be crunchy.
You're not.
It's going to be soft.
Originally,
there's no bite.
They were supposed to be for people who just love the crumbs, but now they're marketing to millennials who want to use their phone while they eat.
Yes!
So you can just dump the bag into your mouth
while you're using
your phone. Right now, it looks like one-hand chips are only available in Japan, so you either have to go there to try them or just buy some chips and then crush them up yourself. It shouldn't be that hard.
Minute.
You're just drinking chips.
I know. There's a little bit of a life hack there. Just crush the chips yourself if you want that.
Mind blown.
This next story is out of Holiday Central. You might not believe this, but a new survey found Americans would be okay with one more commercial holiday that centered around shopping.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like we have a lot of them. I know. I feel like as soon as one's over, we're just prepping for the next one.
But there's a catch. We'd only be cool with it if it was a holiday where we were supposed to buy stuff for ourselves.
What?
Like National Treat Yourself Day or something like that.
Yeah, like Valentine's for yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I love it.
But isn't that what we do all year is buy things for yourself?
Yeah, but like, you don't feel guilty this time.
But you get another excuse, you know?
Okay.
Regardless, 21% of people say January would be the best time for a new buy your stuff self holiday. 12% say December, but since that's got Christmas, probably not going to work out. 11% say August because there aren't any major holidays there. And what do you think? Text in 78592. Do you think America should adopt a new commercial holiday where we just buy stuff for ourselves?
Totally.
I think so. Absolutely.
Awful.
This next laser story is out of the land of kissing and smooching.
Ooh, like this land. Me too.
A recent survey on public displays of affection asked more than 2,000 people what's okay and what isn't. And in general, men were more likely to say it's fine, at least once you get past first date territory. Here are the five types of PDA and how many people think it's acceptable. Number one, holding hands. 92% of people think it's fine. That includes 90% of men and 93% of women.
Who are the people
that don't think holding hands is okay?
There are some serious prudes in this country.
Yeah.
Number two, hugging. 89% of men and 90% of women believe that's acceptable to do in public.
Yeah, well, you hug everybody. I don't know.
People hug strangers all the time. Yeah.
Some people obviously have some very sexual hugs if they don't think that they're appropriate.
Number three, kissing without tongues. Only 68% of people say that's fine. That includes 75% of men and 62% of women.
What is wrong with our country? That should be okay.
Yeah, without tongues.
You're just, yeah.
That's like a
just,
mwah.
Yeah. Oh, gross. The fact that you even did that, get out. I'm all turned on and mad at myself about it.
Guys.
I'm feeling a lot of shame because of that.
Sorry.
No wonder we're all so uptight in this country. Like, everybody needs to loosen up a little bit.
Number four, kissing with tongues. Only 15% of people think that's okay, and that includes 20% of men and 9% of women. And finally, number five, heavy petting.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's like groping, right?
Right. Yeah, so groping your significant other in public.
Okay, cool.
Just 4% say it's cool to do in front of random people. 6% of men and 2% of women think that it's okay to grope in public.
That's where I get it.
Yeah, see, like, once you get there, you're like, all right, now get a
you're
room.
Getting handsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You're also, basically dry humping at this point.
Also on the survey, 2% of people said no amount of PDA is acceptable whatsoever.
Oh my God. Don't look at anyone.
Did you just high five?
Yeah. Also, I can see your neck. Turtlenecks only.
Oh my God. This
I know.
Wow.
Someone who's always doing public displays of affection in the worst way possible. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again same time on Monday.